Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin, celebrating his 13th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's been depositing his wisdom with us all these years, and we have that body of work on our website in his suite that we built for him at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. Go back and look, folks, everything Steve has talked to us about over the last 13 years is still evergreen, still valuable. I mean, the fundamentals that he's talked to us about, the wisdom that he's imparted with us, and so I'd go back and see what he has to say. And of course, you can follow him on his own website, profitpro.us. So check all that out. And my site, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and also don't forget to take our poll question. New question every week we ask, and want to know what you think. Steve Martin, talk to us about converting our profit strategy from the defensive side of the ball over to the offensive side of the ball. What does it look like? What's the difference? You know, and pardon my sports metaphors, ladies, but Steve, how do we convert a linebacker to a running back?
Well, if I understood that sports metaphor, I'd be a sportsman. But from the big picture, you know, looking in the nosebleed seats, looking down on the field, what we're looking at is a difference in from playing the defense role, as you point out, which is primarily one of conserving cost, cutting expense, and maximizing the effort that individuals put into the organization. The one of getting the ball downfield, in other words, going more on the offense, looking for the goal in terms of revenue. And it's imperative at this point that every business, no matter what size they are, take a hard look at their markets, what their new position is in the marketplace, because I guarantee it's not the same it was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now determine how to maximize the benefit, the profitable revenue that can be derived from being more aggressive in marketing and sales.
One of the things that concerns me, Steve, when I take a poll of my audience and I get back information that shows that a fourth to a third of small businesses are doing great, and anywhere from a third to half are sort of muddling along, you know, doing okay but not great. Anywhere from a fourth to a third are still in the doldrums. You know, I have to ask that second two groups, isn't it time to quit blaming where you are on the recession? Isn't it time to start to look around and say, wait a minute, there are people out there who I compete with, and they're not complaining like I am. They don't have the problems that I have. Isn't it time to start saying, okay, am I where I am because of me now more than for exterior purposes? And isn't that the first conscious thought to moving on over to the offensive side of the ball?
I think you're absolutely right, Jim. That conscious thought is absolutely necessary. A recognition that things have changed and it's time to understand what your new position is in that changed landscape.
And when you look around, you slap yourself a couple of times on the face and you look around, I think what you'll see is that your customers and your prospects have already moved on. Right?
That's exactly right. And what you were doing pre-recession may no longer fit what your customers or your potential customers are really looking for. And I'm seeing that in a broad variety of everything from manufactured goods to services. And the reality is that to move on into the next evolution here, the next phase of this economy, you may actually have to change not only what you're doing, but how you're doing it.
It scares me, Steve, that some people might have actually done such a good job of surviving that they've gotten comfortable in that mode, and they actually could fail. They actually could survive the recession and the recovery, and not survive in the expansion. That would be the cruelest of all things, wouldn't it?
Yes, and that's one of my primary concerns. Because if you continue in a survival mode, this is expansionary times, which are going to come over the next 12 to 36 months for most companies, you could find yourself outmaneuvered by the competition.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do we do? What are the steps we need to take?
Now, as you point out, the first activity is awareness.
Right.
That's the first thing you have to do, is to say, okay, I need to do something differently. I don't know what it is. Let's take a look at what the market's doing. And that really means getting down to basics, and I'd start with a market analysis, customer analysis, and to see where your profitable business is these days and where your unprofitable business is. And you either fix or fire the unprofitable business, and you determine how to maximize your profitable business segments.
With as good as we've gotten at being efficient, this is a good time to say, you know what, that business looks seductive, but it's not going to be profitable. I'm not even going to start it. Whereas 4 years ago, I would have taken it even though it wasn't as profitable as it needed to be. Now, in my current situation, I don't have to take it, and I'm not going to take it if it's not profitable for me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that means looking at your business in a very granular fashion. Really,
and that's, I want you to help us with that. I want you to help us with that granular thought process after these messages. Steve's website is profitpro.us. Stay with us. Tintel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.